Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Pain-Free Performance by strength coach and physical therapist John Rusin is a practical guide for people who want to train hard without constantly battling aches, flare-ups, or recurring injuries. Blending performance training with rehabilitation principles, the book argues that most pain problems are not solved by doing less, but by moving better and programming smarter. Rusin focuses on building a resilient body through intelligent exercise selection, technique, and structure, emphasizing strength, control, and consistency over quick fixes. Rather than treating pain as a mysterious enemy, the book frames it as feedback that can guide better movement and better training decisions. Readers can expect a systems-based approach that connects how you warm up, lift, recover, and progress over time. The overall aim is not just getting out of pain, but improving performance while reducing the likelihood that pain will return, whether you are an athlete, a weekend warrior, or someone rebuilding confidence in the gym. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pain is feedback and the performance rehab mindset. A central theme is that pain does not automatically mean damage, and training around pain requires more than simply avoiding certain exercises. The book promotes a performance rehab mindset that treats discomfort as information. Instead of guessing, you learn to identify patterns when pain shows up, which movements provoke it, and how fatigue, stress, sleep, and workload influence symptoms. This approach encourages readers to shift from chasing a diagnosis to building capacity. The idea is to improve tolerance to training by gradually expanding what your joints, tissues, and nervous system can handle. The book also highlights that many people get stuck in cycles of resting, feeling better, then returning to the same training habits that caused the issue. By reframing the goal as building robustness, it becomes easier to make rational choices such as adjusting range of motion, changing tempo, using different loading positions, or swapping in a safer variation that trains the same pattern. The result is a more confident athlete who can keep training consistently while addressing weak links, rather than being sidelined by repeated flare-ups. Secondly, movement quality, joint-friendly mechanics, and sustainable technique, pain-free performance emphasizes that how you move often matters as much as what you do. Many lifters accumulate irritation from repeated technical breakdowns, losing spinal position under load, collapsing knees, shrugging through presses, or relying on passive structures instead of muscular control. The book encourages a return to high-quality mechanics through bracing, alignment, and controlled range of motion. A key message is that good technique is not aesthetic perfection. It is repeatable, efficient positioning that distributes stress across the right tissues. Readers are guided to think in movement patterns such as squat, hinge, push, pull, carry, and rotation, and then select variations that match their current mobility and stability. Instead of forcing textbook depth or positions, the book favors earning range of motion with strength and control, then progressing. This helps reduce chronic joint irritation in areas like shoulders, hips, knees, and lower back. Over time, consistent attention to mechanics becomes a performance advantage: stronger force production, better power transfer, and fewer compensations that limit progress. The end goal is technique you can sustain under real training loads and real fatigue. Thirdly, programming smarter, volume, intensity, and exercise selection that protects progress. A major driver of pain is not a single bad rep, but poor programming choices repeated for months. The book highlights how to balance intensity, volume, frequency, and variation, so training builds you up instead of breaking you down. It encourages readers to choose exercises with a favorable stimulus. To fatigue ratio, meaning you get the training effect without excessive joint stress. This often involves swapping to safer variations that still train the target muscles and patterns, using tools like dumbbells, cables, or landmine setups when appropriate, and avoiding movements that repeatedly provoke symptoms. The book also stresses the importance of planned progression, not constant maxing out. By cycling hard and easier weeks, managing total workload, and respecting recovery, you reduce the boom and bust pattern that fuels injuries. Another programming principle is prioritizing foundational strength and control before high-skill or high-impact work. For athletes, this translates into staying powerful while keeping joints and connective tissue healthy. For general trainees, it means making steady gains in strength, body composition, and conditioning without the interruptions that come from avoidable setbacks. Fourthly, preparation and accessory work. Warm-ups, activation, and building weak links. The book positions warm-ups and accessory training as strategic tools, not time fillers. Preparation work is framed as a way to improve movement quality and readiness for the main session. That can include mobility drills that target specific restrictions, activation to improve muscle recruitment, and patterning to reinforce bracing and positioning before loading. The emphasis is on choosing drills that create an immediate change in how you move, rather than doing random stretches. Accessory work is then used to build weak links that commonly contribute to pain, such as insufficient posterior chain strength, poor scapular control, limited hip stability, or undertrained core endurance. By strengthening the supporting structures around key joints, you reduce the likelihood that prime movers or passive tissues will take excessive stress. The book also supports the idea that small, consistent doses of targeted work outperform occasional intense corrective sessions. Over time, this method creates a more balanced body, where mobility is backed by strength and stability. The practical benefit is that heavy training feels better, movement feels smoother, and nagging issues become less frequent because the underlying capacity is being built. Lastly, long-term resilience, recovery, consistency, and becoming unbreakable. Beyond sets and reps, pain-free performance focuses on the habits that make training sustainable for years. Resilience is presented as the ability to tolerate stress, recover, and repeat, not as the absence of discomfort. The book encourages readers to monitor recovery inputs such as sleep, nutrition, hydration, and stress management, because these factors influence pain sensitivity and tissue healing. It also highlights the importance of intelligent auto-regulation, knowing when to push and when to adjust, without turning every rough day into a total shutdown. Consistency is treated as the real performance enhancer. When you can train week after week, you accumulate quality work, refine technique, and build capacity in muscles and connective tissues. The book promotes building a broad base of strength, aerobic capacity, and movement competency, so you are less vulnerable to spikes in workload from sports, travel, or life changes. This long-term view helps readers avoid chasing extremes and instead create a training identity that is adaptable. The outcome is a body that performs well and holds up, allowing you to pursue goals without being derailed by recurring pain cycles. In conclusion, this book is best for lifters, athletes, coaches, and everyday gym-goers who are tired of training interruptions from shoulder, back, hip, or knee issues, as well as anyone returning to training after injury who wants a clearer system. It is also valuable for readers who are not in constant pain but recognize early warning signs like stiffness, pinching, or repeated flare-ups after heavy sessions. The benefit to daily life is straightforward. When you move better and build strength with smarter programming, you reduce fear around activity, regain confidence, and can keep exercising consistently. That consistency compounds into better performance, improved body composition, higher energy, and fewer costly breaks from training. Compared with many fitness books that focus only on workouts or only on rehab drills, Pain-Free Performance stands out by bridging both worlds. It provides a practical framework for making decisions about exercise choice, technique, workload, and preparation so you can progress without gambling on your joints. If you want training that supports long-term health while still chasing meaningful strength and athletic goals, this book is worth buying because it prioritizes sustainable progress over temporary intensity. If you would like to support John Ruzin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.